Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231 as we launch into the third hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there on the site, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want and go to Dave, listening in the People's Republic of Somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Dave, you talking through a pillow?
Oh, hey, hold on, let me change that.
Just sounded a little muffled.
He's trying to disguise his voice so the Fibbies don't get him.
It might be one of those hands-free devices. Sometimes those sound just awful.
Better.
What were you using there? Is it a hands-free device?
Yeah, I got a not so smartphone. Okay. I didn't know about that. You're supposed to go get an Android. I just thought that was some gimmick.
Yeah, the Android's pretty nice. I have to say, I'm pretty satisfied with mine. So go ahead with your thoughts tonight, Dave.
Well, anyway, I've been listening to these guys about the Afghanistan thing. Mark, can you get me the hookup over at thismeds.com so I can just call in and script for some Xanax?
Okay, so I admit it. I had a Coke already tonight.
These guys are killing me. As far as I know, I don't think anybody has ever won in Afghanistan, have they?
Somebody must have, right?
In recorded history.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure of that.
Not
so
that
this
I know
is
of.
Just gonna, this will be just another little Vietnamistan.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think anybody really wins when human beings resort to killing one another to prove that one is right and the other one's wrong.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what there is to win in Afghanistan. I mean, when you have these really amorphous goals, which is, and I get the goal that I can't remember what the caller's name was off the top of my head. I should have written it down. But the one where he said, well, I want to see Osama bin Laden's head on a stick. And I mean, there's a goal that you can quantify. But when the goal is to bring peace by killing people and make sure the Taliban doesn't get in control, that's nuts.
And you know, one of the other points that was brought up is, well, the government helps people. They feed people that would otherwise starve. And it's important to go back and say, well, okay, even if that's true, where did they get the money to do that in the first place?
They stole it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are plenty of people.
Well, they threaten to kill other people.
Yeah. And there are plenty of wonderful folks out there who would run charity missions and things like that to go and feed people in the absence of the U.S. military. The idea that the military is who we need out there feeding people around the world is absolutely absurd. So, Dave, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, once upon a time there was surrender.
What do you mean?
You know, like the Germans surrendered, the Japanese surrendered to the U.S.
Yeah, well, who gets 50, to surrender 60, in this case?
Whatever.
Well, that's why the state has latched on. That's why the state has latched on to terrorism.
Yeah, this is the war to go on and on. We've always been at war with Afghanistan or Pakistan or Iran or Afghanistan.
They're not fighting a country anymore. They're fighting a tactic.
The idea.
You can't win against an idea or a tactic.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for the thoughts.
Right.
Appreciate hearing from you.
Hey, I got one other thing to add, if you don't mind.
Quickly.
Oh, yeah. I think it was on Rockwell today or yesterday. They mentioned the movie The Pianist. Yeah, remember that movie?
I remember it, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's one of my recommendations for the holiday. One of the things that Rockwell brought up was the fact that the Jews were limited to the amount of cash they were allowed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And Rockwell brought it up in the context of the TSA thing. And I'm like, well, you know what? It's been like that for years in this country, where you're not allowed to be in possession of more than $10,000 worth of cash.
That's correct.
You're going to be in trouble. I'll bet you're in trouble if you try to go through those lines with $5,000 in cash on you.
If they find it, sure.
What are you doing? What is this cash for? Well, they're going to find everything now.
There was the libertarian guy, I don't know, last year or year before, for $4,700.
Ron Paul event.
Yeah, Ron Paul sticker guy. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And my other movie recommendation for the weekend would be The Gray Zone.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's continue with Ty, who's listening in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, I'm going to shift the discussion a little bit, but it kind of ties back into tonight's excellent discussion. Last night, a caller used the people of Appalachia as an example of poor folks who really needed decent medical care.
Right, and the state-run health care was going to solve that problem.
Right, his logic was that this proves the U.S. government needs to intervene in medical service provision even more than it does now.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that there is a tendency of enlightened, and I'm putting enlightened in air quotes, enlightened societies to view isolated cultures as backward and in need of modernization. But the truth is that many of those isolated cultures are isolated by choice rather than circumstance. The Appalachian Celts are a good example. They have historically distrusted government and just kept to themselves. They know much more about living healthily off the land than mainstream American society. These folks will live on long after enlightened societies collapse. They are survivors. You know, the Beverly Hillbillies and the banjo-playing kid from Deliverance, those are just popular stereotypes. These folks are much, much smarter than many think.
And do you know this from personal experience?
Yeah, that's my ancestry.
Oh.
I'm from hillbilly stock.
So basically they would tell Frank, Frank, city boy Frank, to go pound sand. They don't want his damn help.
That's right, yeah. They're trying to go live in Appalachia in the wintertime on your own. You know, these folks have been doing it for a long time. And the way this fits back into the discussion tonight is there's a tendency in the U.S., again, us enlightened society, that think that those backward Afghanis need to be helped. You know, a couple of callers were talking about that tonight, right. That, you know, we've got to help them. We've got to force democracy and force them into modernization. Well, the truth is, these people want to be left alone. I say leave people alone. Let them determine their own future, whether they're in Appalachia, Afghanistan, anywhere else in the world. Well, let people determine their own future.
I largely agree. I think that there's another step beyond this, though, because, you know, obviously there are people like the women in Afghanistan don't get a lot of self-actualization amongst their culture. And I think the next step after you bring the troops back issue an apology to the world, hey, sorry for trying to be up all in your business, you handle your own problems. And I think is to remember that poem that's sitting on the Statue of Liberty. Send us your poor, your downtrodden, your weak, your hungry. Send them to us and those that are yearning to be free, and we'll let them do that. By the way, you're going to have to get rid of welfare and all the public funding of all the little programs out there, because I personally don't want to pay for the poorest of the world to come here and live for free. I'm not looking for that. But I do think that those people would love to work very hard, and you probably have to get rid of the minimum wage, too. Work very hard in order to make a life for themselves and their families.
And under this voluntary scenario that you're describing, Mark, one of the other freedoms that would come about is people would be free to go out if they wanted to go over to Afghanistan and try and help those women who they feel are being oppressed. They would have the freedom to do that, whether it's through media, whether it's through direct outreach, whatever the market could come up with. That's what likely would start happening. So,
a good point.
It's going to likely come out better than sending bureaucrats with machine guns over there to try and accomplish the same task.
Yeah, I'd rather see those folks go over and help smuggle people out.
Yeah.
Look, we can get you out. We can take you to a place where you can be free. This, supposed free state of New Hampshire. Maybe someday we'll be able to get away from the United States government and open the borders and let people come here from around the world that want to experience freedom. This would be a destination for all those people that felt as though they were being oppressed in the plots of land in which they live, and it would be a wonderful charity mission to send people out and literally help those people escape.
And history shows that this worked, because America only had, I think it was less than 10% of the world's population, but it amassed, I believe it's around 80% of the world's wealth, because it was free, because it was open, trade with all, entangling alliances with none, and it works.
Absolutely. Hey, Ty, great call. Thanks for making it tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I'm often asked by my clients about the benefits of drinking red wine. The obvious question comes up. Is it healthy to drink red wine and why? The health benefits of red wine actually lie in the antioxidant-rich protective plant compound known as resveratrol, which is from the skin of the grapes in the red wine. Resveratrol helps support cardiovascular health, a youthful appearance, and healthy antioxidant levels. So am I advocating the drinking of red wine all day and every day? No. While I like red wine as much as the next person, I recognize the impracticalities of consuming a lot of red wine to get the good stuff, the resveratrol, in your diet each and every day. Genesis Today has created an amazing juice product that has 50 times more antioxidants and polyphenols than red wine with resveratrol. And there's no alcohol or that pesky hangover. It's called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice, and it's delicious. Give it a try. I'm sure you'll love the taste, and I know that you'll love the benefits.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a Fountain of Youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the Fountain of Youth facelift.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. The number, 800-259-9231. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site completely free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including our bulletin board system and the wiki, two different features that allow you to get interactive. The BBS is essentially our forum, and the wiki is a wiki. You can edit virtually anything you see there. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com or wiki.freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totasack, which is the one-trip wonder. for hauling goods back from your vehicle into your home or wherever you need to haul them. It makes it really easy to put those plastic grocery bags
full of stuff. Yeah, anything in a grocery bag.
You put it on this wonderful little handle that's made from recycled materials and is incredibly strong, can carry more than you can. And you can go to totesac.us to order yourself a family pack. Great stocking stuffers, make great gifts for the upcoming holiday season. And they're also available for wholesalers as well. So totesac or for retailers via wholesale, totesac.us. Go and get yourself some. And coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of those. So stay tuned for that coming up sometime this hour. 800-259-9231. So just to continue, since we've been on this Afghanistan kick here throughout the evening tonight, Mark, you want to share with us the folks over in Al-Qaeda. Apparently there's like a press release or something. What's going on here? They put the word out that they're very happy about something the United States has been up to, maybe more than one thing.
ABCnews.com. So for those of you who think I'm some kind of conspiracy nut and I've got crazy, loony ideas, ABCnews.com. Al-Qaeda promises U.S. death by 1,000 cuts. Printer bombs, that's the toner cartridges you and I were talking about earlier, Sam. Planted on two cargo flights last month, cost only a few $1,000s and were intended to affect the American economy, according to a newly published Al-Qaeda-affiliated magazine. The attempt was called Operation Hemorrhage, boasted the magazine, and the entire plot costs Al-Qaeda and the in the Arabian Peninsula only $4,200. Yesterday, a special edition of Inspire magazine, an English-language propaganda publication produced by this Al-Qaeda front organization, gave a detailed description of how the attempted attack was conceived and produced. Two Nokia mobiles, that's phones, $150 each. You can imagine why you would pay that much for them. Two HP printers, $300 each. Again, a printer costs $50 in the store, plus shipping, transportation, and other miscellaneous expenses added up to a total bill of $4,200, article said, and that's Operation Hemorrhage costs. In terms of time, it took 3 months to plan and execute the operation from beginning to end. The magazine also revealed the attack was not meant to kill more than the plane's pilot and co-pilot and was meant to force the U.S. government to spend billions of dollars on preventative security and screening measures. The security, the magazine said, was of attacking the enemy with smaller but more frequent operations is what some may refer to as the strategy of 1,000 cuts. The aim is to bleed the enemy to death. This Al-Qaeda front organization took credit in September for the crash of a UPS cargo flight in Dubai. However, the U.S. and UAE officials have concluded that the crash was not an act of terrorism. But what they do when they do this is they give themselves a little bit more credibility. And what the claim here is, and I think that it's absolutely the truth, is, look, the stuff that we're doing is costing you billions of dollars. For every dollar we spend, you spend a billion. And that's untenable. How did Reagan supposedly bring down the Iron Curtain? By causing the Soviet Union to outspend this imaginary program called Star Wars. This is what Al-Qaeda is doing in the United States.
And it's nothing new. This is what Osama bin Laden was hoping to do, was to cause... That's why he struck at the heart of the financial centers in New York. He wanted to crash the U.S. economy, to crash the financial system, because he knows the government will just be struggling to put the pieces back together, and they're not going to be as concerned about what's going on in Saudi Arabia.
And some have speculated in Al-Qaeda that that the American people wouldn't put up with a level of security that it would take in order to defend itself. Well, obviously they were wrong. The American people will put up with all kinds of blue-gloved anal probes, and they'll just keep on taking more. There seems to be a backlash at the TSA at this point, but don't worry if there's some horrifying terrorist incident. The American people will get right back in line like a bunch of sheep.
Right. There's definitely a backlash at the TSA, and tomorrow is National Opt-Out Day. Details on that are at wewon'tfly.com. However, remember, Mark, when you brought up that poll, the CBS poll, the 81% of Americans that supposedly favored the TSA. And
there's a new poll.
There is a new poll, and because I'd pointed out,
was a really crappy thing. But the only point I was trying to make is they get to publicize that, and thank goodness somebody came out.
Right. Well,
with
I haven't finished my point, and that is that the 81% poll, they didn't let people know when they were asking the question that the scanners would show them nude. When that information was revealed in the new poll, as I understand it, the number dropped, but still significantly high.
Well, it's precipitously lower. No, I don't think so.
But I think you still have to realize that I think it's like half the American public doesn't fly to begin with, so they have no context or experience of this.
It's typical for Americans to not care about what happens to other Americans. It's not affecting me, so who cares?
Yeah, send people through this process, and I bet you they have a very different perspective.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that.
And plus the fact that apparently the TSA hasn't been changing their little blue gloves when they're poking around on people, and some people have claimed illnesses as a result. So
you've got crabs.
Yeah,
nice.
Just to give a little roundup, there was a, I think, a porn star who went through in lingerie. She just took all her clothes off at the checkpoint. They asked her to put a jacket back on to
cover
herself
great.
Up. There was also, it's come out that the top government officials like Napolitano and the Speaker of the House and
Boehner.
So forth, all those people don't have to go
it.
To the through the security checkpoints because
nope.
they're just more important people
safe,
than you or I.
Those people are safe. Don't worry.
And it also came out that the head of the TSA had been planning these security measures, and he kept them secret because he was worried about potential backlash that might arise if people knew what was coming.
And apparently airport screeners are not going to be getting radiation badges to see what kind of exposure
nice.
They're getting.
And there was also a poll that came out where somebody went and talked to the actual TSA screeners, and they are they really don't like doing the pat downs.
They're getting huge backlash.
Yeah, they really don't like it. They despise having to look through the folds of obese people.
Yeah, that's gonna be awful.
Having to deal with people who have poor hygiene problems,
sure.
so forth.
So back to Al-Qaeda, Mark, is there more on what their plan is here? You're saying the death of a thousand cuts, they spend a few thousand bucks, the U.S. government spends billions, and that they're also happy with all the tyranny, right? Aren't they real pleased with that?
Well, at this point, they have enough credibility. Yes, Al-Qaeda's happy. If supposedly you believe that Al-Qaeda's after our freedom, and our freedom has diminished precipitously since 9/11, then apparently they're getting what they want, and the United States government is conceding to the enemy. And all Al-Qaeda has to do at this point is claim that they've got some stuff on some plane someplace, and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars are going to be spent on shaking that plane down, everything that's on that plane. And then they say, oh, no, not that plane, another plane.
Yeah.
And then they have them do this 10 or 20 times until they actually do manage to get another little bit of C4 on someplace or something like that, to the point that you just can't stop this. The best solution is get the heck out of these people's country.
Time for the Totosack. The two-pack of the Totosack is yours. We'll give it to a random caller. I'm not going to say which one. It'll be completely arbitrary, which it always is anyway. But you can call in now at 603-435-1105. You'll win a two-pack of the Totosack. You do have to be in the United States, by the way, to
and not have won before.
Yeah, that's 603-512-603. Give out the wrong number, 435-1105.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the listening options, live streams, they're there. We've got the broadband and dial-up versions, plus our webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. And in addition to that, you'll also find over 80 wonderful radio stations across the country that pick up the show at various different times. So get the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
And it's right, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI, and SACL CAI is owned by Jason Osborne, who is king of beer and delicious, delicious turkey. If you want to find out more about SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to go unscreened here to the phones and to the fun. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian?
Hey, Mama Allie.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, you're live on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I need a call flood, Ian. I need a call flood from any activist, anybody who is a mother or loves their mother. I'm, again, not being allowed to talk to my child. I got to talk to her for 5 minutes yesterday, and now my own mother has her, and her number is 918-266-2680. And my mother stood by for my entire childhood and watched my drunken stepfather beat me until my bones broke. And that's who has my daughter right now.
Now, you've just gotten out of jail on some nonsense charges where a cop basically beat you up and then claimed that you you attacked them, which is nonsense, based on the video footage that I've seen. And so you were released from jail. You had told us the night you were released from jail that you thought you were going to get your daughter back. It turned out, as I understand it, I learned off the air that you learned that that's not the case, that your ex-husband or you know, whoever it was that fathered the child with you ended up having her, and now you're saying that your mother has her. How did that transpire?
My mother's just allowed to keep her for tonight. I guess he has her. Did you know that you can buy a child for $4,000 in the courts of America?
No.
Because I just found that out.
How did that happen?
I just found that out. He spent $4,000 on an attorney and did whatever the hell he wanted to while I was in jail. and now he has full, complete custody of my child. I have supervised visitation, call, letter, nothing. I have no contact, period. I've had full, sole custody for 7 years. He owes me more than $10,000 in back child support.
And all of this, so all of your credibility with the court system has gone out the window simply because you went to jail. Is that the idea?
No, they didn't even check anything. And they didn't check anything. I wasn't there to defend myself.
So that's why, because you didn't show up? Because you were in jail,
right,
and you couldn't defend yourself? They just said, okay, well,
right,
she didn't show, so, you know, the kid's yours.
Good enough.
Right, and they didn't bother to check that he has multiple drug and alcohol charges on himself. He's been in jail and had been on probation a million times, whereas I have never been. They didn't bother to check his child support amount, because apparently the state where he owes child support in, child support and custody are two separate things, which is retarded to me. But that's the way they work in Oklahoma, so it's whatever. But he spent $4,000, and now he's got full paperwork. I can't even talk through her counselor to her at school, to my own daughter.
That's got to be really, really frustrating and difficult to deal with.
Family court is a nightmare.
Unreal.
What can you do? I mean, can you go back to the court and say, hey, look, you know, I was unjustly imprisoned at the time. I couldn't show up. Can we have another hearing? I mean, presumably the only way to deal with this will be through their system, right?
I don't know the way to deal with it right now. Let me tell you, I talked to my daughter last night, and she is beautiful, and she is strong, and she is holding it down for me. She cannot say a word to me, Ian, other than she loves me, and she wants me to send her a phone so that she can talk to me.
Well, wouldn't that be the way to... I mean, what kind of weight does the child have in this system? I don't know. Thankfully, I've never had to go through any of this. But what kind of weight... Your daughter's 13 years old, as I understand it. She's certainly old enough to...
No, my daughter's 11.
11,
and
I apologize.
She doesn't have any weight until she's 14 in Oklahoma, which is ridiculous because that's not even the state that me and my daughter reside in. It's not even the state that we have lived in for more than 4 years. And he was allowed to file paperwork there and take her from me.
It would seem to me that an 11-year-old is fully capable of making the decision, I like mom better than I like dad. I'd like to stay with
her.
I
wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, and you're saying that carries no weight in the system?
She was not appointed a child advocate, which means she does not have a representative in court at all, period. I asked his attorney why that didn't happen for her, and he said because the judge didn't order it. Because no one was there to defend me and ask that these things happen.
Mm. And she doesn't know. She doesn't know the system and doesn't know what to do.
Right.
So what you're asking folks to call your mother and do what?
Call them. Yes, 918-266-2680, and ask them why I'm not allowed to talk to my daughter.
Is that posted over on your?
I know she can handle this.
Is that posted on your Facebook profile?
Yes, it is.
And that's you launched a new one today, right? Knox Last Biscuit.
Yes, I do. That's the new one.
All right, and so folks
but
can go there to get the number.
All of my Freedom Fighter stuff is on my Proud Outlaw Women for Mama Alley.
Okay. So if you look for Proud Outlaw Women on Facebook, you'll find that information, that phone number and all of that stuff, right?
Thank you very much, Ian.
Hey, good luck out there, Mama Allie. I hope that you can get back together with her. She seemed like a nice young lady.
Sure, sure.
And, of course, you're a nice lady as well, and I wish you the best, and thanks for the update tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. You never know what those phone calls might do. People in the Liberty community care about each other, and usually when we hear people asking for phone calls, it's like calling the jail to help get somebody out. That's certainly a new approach. You know, call her mom to get her to, you know, put her daughter on the phone, basically.
Probably just take the phone off the hook.
Well, they might, but you never know.
Might.
Can't stay off the hook forever, right? So 800-259...
Until people stop calling.
Well, that's true, but they could always call again. 800-259-9231. That's got to be so difficult. I mean, one of the reasons why I wanted to get a vasectomy was so I wouldn't have to deal with this stuff. Because there's so much possessiveness that goes on over children between people that were formerly in relationships.
It reminds me of that Paul Simon, I am a rock, I am an island. You know, you want to get a vasectomy so you never have to deal with loving somebody so much that you want to get them away from somebody else.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just don't want to make any mistakes I'll regret. I'd rather make the decision to have a child when, you know, I know the time is right. I think a lot of people have them, you know, by mistake. I'm not suggesting that about Mama Allie or anything like that, but I know that happens with a lot of people. They have kids with the wrong partner, and I wouldn't want to make that mistake.
Does happen.
I wouldn't want that
certainly happens a lot.
To be held over my head. So 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with the TSA. And certainly you're welcome to tell us your child's state-related stories with what they've done to you. There's certainly no shortage of those. Infowars.com reporting on the TSA doing what it is that we'd suggested they were going to do. One of you guys mentioned the TSA head earlier and some of the things that I guess what he was planning to do, the body scanners and the enhanced pat-downs, the more invasive pat-downs, a long time ago. He just was keeping it quiet.
Right.
Is that John Pistole?
That is him.
The TSA boss has implored activists to rethink their opt-out protest tomorrow. Pistole warns the national protest against naked body scanners and intrusive pat-downs at airports would be a mistake and will only serve to tie people up who want to go home and see their loved ones, according to the AP. I understand people's frustrations, said President Obama from Lisbon over the weekend, as though he's ever had to go through this. Oh, no, he hasn't. So I don't know how he could understand their frustrations. Anyway, Obama said, at present, naked body scanners and pat-down searches bordering on sexual molestation are the best way to prevent Muslims in caves from attacking the American people. Secretary of State Clinton told Meet the Press on Sunday that, quote, everyone, including our security experts, are looking for ways to diminish the impact on the traveling public, and that striking the right balance is what this is about. For now, that balance means a near minimum wage TSA worker will fondle your genitals and there's nothing you can do about it. Protesting will only slow down traffic and prevent people from visiting their family and friends. Obama and Clinton expect you to bite the bullet and accept what amounts to sexual molestation in order to board a commercial airliner in the United States. And Pistole said it's really not a big deal because a very small percent of people are subject to the process of submission and humiliation. If past comments made by Pistole are any indicator, however, the government would like to see naked body scanners and intrusive pat-downs expand from airports to train stations and even subway platforms. So we'll find out what exactly this man has been saying here. And, of course, it hasn't been getting front-page headlines, but he's been saying these things. We will explain to you what that is here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231 to get your thoughts in here in the remaining moments of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. If you like the show, and you like the fact that the website is free, and the features on the website are free, well, maybe you'd want to pony up a few bucks to support us. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You'll get some perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines. You'll get the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only special podcast. All the details on what you'll get and more are available at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get info on how to sign up with any major credit card, PayPal, or alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Normally, I wouldn't just let anybody call into the show and give out their, you know, mom's telephone number to have people call in. But Mama Allie is somebody who made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active to help achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And so she's a special person in my book, as are everybody who has made the trip here to New Hampshire. As part of the Free State Project. The idea is simple. It is to get liberty-minded people together in the same place in order for them to work together to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. And then maybe we'll have total freedom at some point, or maybe we'll get darn close. But the only way that, in my opinion, it's going to happen is if people get together, is if people concentrate themselves and their activism in one area. There are a lot of great liberty-minded people out there across the country and around the world that are doing great activism. They're doing what they can. They're creating liberty-minded media. They're trying to run political campaigns. They're doing other things that whatever it is that their heart leads them toward. They're trying their best. But your best only will only get you so far. You have to have other people join you. And if you don't have other people joining you in doing these things, your effectiveness is fairly limited. And anybody that's ever spent any time in this movement knows that to be true. Anybody that's ever gone out and tried to organize some kind of an outreach event anywhere else except New Hampshire knows how difficult it is to get people on board with just helping with a simple outreach event. We may be seeing a different story tomorrow because people are really jazzed up about the National Opt-Out Day. I think we're going to see some major success stories tomorrow, though.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to point out. Those are Free State Project signers that are behind the Opt-Out Day and the WeWon'tFly.com website.
I know that I think James Babb is a Free State Project signer. I don't know if George Donnelly is anymore. I know he used to be at one point. I think he is. I believe he may have resigned in disgust.
Well, he was pretty upset with the folks that are in charge of the Free State Press,
yeah,
but not that that means anything, and I think he understands that it doesn't really mean anything.
I know that he intends to move to New Hampshire
good
someday.
Good enough for me.
But, yeah, one of the issues with the Free State Project as an organization is the organization and the fact that boards tend to be very bureaucratic and not the best at making decisions. But luckily, we don't require the Free State Project board to decide anything for us to talk about it and talk about how good the idea is. The idea is solid, and the idea is that liberty-minded people should get together in the same place. But, yeah, you're right. George Donnelly, James Babb, the guys behind WeWon'tFly.com, they are liberty-minded people who, are, as I understand it, intend to move to New Hampshire. Of course, Meg McLean, who also was getting national press coverage on this TSA issue, is already here in New Hampshire as part mm-hmm. of the Free State Project. And so it just makes sense. Tomorrow there's going to be a large contingent of liberty-minded Free Stater types and probably other folks from across New Hampshire at Manchester Airport, Philadelphia Airport. There's airports all across the country. That's Philly is where George and James are based. So airports all across the country. You can get the full list over at WeWon'tFly.com. Just click on National Opt-Out Day up at the top of the page there, and that'll show you a map of where all of this is going down. But in general, it's very difficult to get people excited about activism in most places. I don't know, maybe this will be a sea change, and all of a sudden liberty will sweep across the country, but I highly doubt it.
I think there's certainly an awakening that's going on. People are waking up, whether it's to the red-blue paradigm that's going on, whether it's to you know, just the fact that the government's not telling people the truth anymore. There is this.
The government told people the truth at some point?
Okay, yeah, that's a good point, Mark. But there is some kind of spiritual awakening, I think, that is happening, that is sweeping across the country, and change is coming.
Well, now, the best case scenario tomorrow is that people are going to meet others. Maybe they haven't met before.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're going to make some new connections, some new networking. Some folks are going to be outreached to that are at the airports. They're going to discover what's really going on. They're going to discover what the machine is. They're going to be asked to walk through when they get through the lines. So there's going to be an informational aspect that's going to be a big component to tomorrow. There's probably going to be a publicity aspect as well, as major media is being invited out to these events, and that's going to result in more publicity for WeWon'tFly.com, which is great. And I think George Donnelly actually pointed out on his blog or on his Facebook that WeWon'tFly.com is, it may be the most popular libertarian website out there now. Like, more popular than LouRockwell.com. Like, in 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks, WeWon'tFly.com has become the most visited libertarian website in the world. It's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
So that's all good. And, of course, with somebody like George Donnelly, who's a very principled, liberty-minded person, he's not like a half-ass libertarian. He's a real-deal liberty-minded dude. You know, with him blogging there, that's going to help maybe bring those people who are visiting his site to other ideas about freedom, because it's not just the TSA. There's a lot of issues out there the government has created. So I think there's going to be some real benefits from whatever it is that happens tomorrow. Of course, if you are there, if you are at an airport for the opt-out outreach tomorrow, or protest, or whatever you want to call it. Although outreach, I think, is a better term. If you're there for that, and you've got a story,
it looks like a protest to a lot of people, though.
It sure will.
Side of the road.
But I'm not protesting. I'm reaching out to people. So you might need a permit or something to protest. But I'm not a protester. So yeah, share your stories tomorrow night on Free Talk Live. Call in with your experiences from the opt-out day. In the meantime, the TSA isn't going to roll back too far. Even if they do anything to respond to this, it'll just be to say, all right, we won't grope your genitalia directly anymore. So, like, they won't put their hands down your pants. They'll just touch it from the outside of your pants. That'll be where they'll stop as far as the rollback of their security measures. In fact, they've got big plans, according to their director, John Pistole, at the TSA and Infowars.com. Pistole told USA Today earlier this year that he'll be working to expand the airport Gestapo zone, saying, quote, protecting riders on mass transit systems from terrorist attacks will be as high a priority as ensuring safe air travel, according to the again, to John Pistole back on July 17th. He also said this: given the list of threats on subways and rails over the last 6 years, going on 7 years, we know that some terrorist groups see rail and subways as being more vulnerable because there's not the type of screening that you find in aviation. From my perspective, that is an equally important threat area. So you're hearing that? So he's basically saying that from his perspective, he intends to focus equally as much on subways and train stations, subway track
right, and
stations.
I've heard people say, look, you're making your decision when you fly. You can always take a train. You can always take a bus. You can always do. You won't be able to do that anymore.
Nope. And we already know that they've been sending Viper teams out to these, and that's what they call them, Viper teams. They stands for something, some acronym. But they've been sending these teams out to an occasional Greyhound station, to an occasional train station, to set up basically for a day and screen people for a day. So it hasn't, to my knowledge, it hasn't become permanent at any of these places. But you listen to what this guy is saying, and he is telling you, I want to expand this bureaucracy to be one half airports and one half the all the other transits. So,
no, it's not one half. It's one plus one. So he's going to double the probably the size of the agency here, double the cost to taxpayers. And then once subways and train stations are secure, well, now look at how many people gather at these sporting events and these malls. And this is going to end up, the movie V for Vendetta, you had the guys walking around with the billy clubs or whatever, dressed in all black and enforcing the curfew. Yeah, I forget what they were called. But that's what these people are going to turn into.
In addition, Pistole said he would like to see TSA workers, including 47,000 screeners at 450 airports, to operate as a national security counterterrorism organization fully integrated into U.S. government efforts. He wants to, quote, take the TSA to the next level.
Just what we need. Another level of TSA.
And all you have to do is give up your rights and just do whatever the men with guns tell you.
We promise to keep you safe.
It'll be
until
okay.
We don't, in which case, then it's the terrorists' fault, not our own.
So if anybody, please, don't be surprised when you hear the announcement that the TSA is rolling out their checkpoints across the country.
I'm not surprised. I mean, we knew on the show what was going to happen when the TSA started. How is it that the rest of America is now outraged, but, you know, we knew what was going to happen all along? Because this is what government does.
It expands.
It expands and expands.
It's more intrusive and more oppressive and more expensive. We're done. Out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Don't forget to join Sam over at his website, obscuredtruth.com. And our site is freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.